And good morning. It's time for another Tom and Shane video. And boy, a lot going on in the world this week, Shane.
Yes, it's a classic week, and it just makes this so much fun. Globally, you know, you've got China and Taiwan, and you got Russia and Ukraine, and you got truckers, all over Europe and Canada, you know, opposing government clampdown on yeah. COVID. And then, of course, you've got the Durham report, like court documents. This is not a maybe, if, or. It's actually the thing. It's incredible.
That's what we're going to talk about today, because Durham claims that the Clinton campaign paid to infiltrate Trump Tower and White House servers, Shane. Wow.
That's quite an accusation. And, you know, all weekend long, only one channel, of course, Fox, you know, replayed all the film and of all the players and their denial. I mean, even what's her name? I it escaped me on 60 Minutes in October. Leslie Stahl in October 2020, denying it. You know, when in October, the week before or 2 weeks before the election, and saying, you know, we just can't, this is 60 Minutes. We can't. I mean, they're all in this. They're all in a bag now. Durham just threw it over the bridge.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's a nice guy. He didn't tie it off. He just threw them all in the water.
Well, before we get rocking and rolling here, for the people who don't know, on October 19, 2020, John Durham was appointed by then General William Barr, Attorney General, to serve as a special counsel. And he was to look into issues related to the origins of the FBI Trump Russia investigation. And I think we've all heard of the Steele dossier that supposedly linked Trump to Russia. They had this cozy relationship of quid pro quo that Biden says he doesn't have with anyone, of course. So there we are. And so this thing has been going on since 2020. It was supposed to originally be reversed the summer or the fall of that year, and I'm not sure what happened, Shane, but the thing is still going on and we didn't hear anything about it at all. There's no leaks, nothing, no information coming out, no names are named, their titles are, but you know, you can guess. Well, FBI director, was that Comey, was that McCabe, was that Who in the hell are we talking about here? But anyway, so it's quite a big deal.
Well, a couple of people were named, but one thing, you know, needs to be mentioned. The most important video I saw this weekend was Speaker of the House Pelosi back in 2014 saying, you know, this is an electronic Watergate. And accusing Trump of being involved with the Russians. And now what this also turns out in what Durham released with these charges is it was an electronic invasion of the privacy of both the White House and the Trump campaign in Trump Tower of his servers. So this espionage, this is clearly treasonous stuff. Now, here's the wake-up moment. One of the guys they played who accused Trump of all of this, being involved with the Russians and being a dupe and, you know, a puppet of Putin, is a guy named Jake Sullivan. And he was an advisor to Hillary's campaign. Now he's the national security advisor to your president, Biden. The national security advisor. This guy has to resign. I mean, he can go to jail because of what he was involved in with this, number one. But here's what's the stark reality. His wife works at the Justice Department, and she's given a job by your attorney general to oversee, guess what? The Durham investigation. His wife is overseeing the. She has to recuse herself and maybe resign as well. So now, you know, it's knock, knock, knock at the White House door. And, you know, this is worse than his son's, you know, tribulations. This is worse than his mental state. I mean, you know, this goes to Clinton and both the Mr. and Mrs. It goes to all the lawyers involved. I mean, he subpoenaed the law firm that was involved in all. I mean, you know, the thing about it, what's really great is Barr, before he left, like you said, appointed him as a special prosecutor. So he can prosecute or he can refer prosecutions to the attorney general. He's prosecuting people. And for things he'll go to jail for like 20 years. But more important, he has the power of subpoena with a grand jury. And because of this, Barr also assured a budget for him as Attorney General of the Justice Department to be able to fund. And he funded it for like 4 or 5 more years. And it's been going on for, as we know, 4 years now, close to 5.
Yeah, been a while. Report is about 18 minutes late. I agree with Barry. I appreciate a guy taking his time, which he obviously has, but a lot of stuff just this week has kind of exploded out onto the airwaves. Nobody's covering it. None of the major networks gave any time to it at all. I think CNN gave it a couple minutes. Nobody's covering this because, they were all for it. They were positive that Trump was in bed with the Russians. And, now they're going to have to walk back all the accusations and everything they said. So they're kind of between a rock and a hard place. And again, we see news media out of control, you know, just reporting what they think or what they feel or what they'd like the things to be, but they're not accurate.
Well, and the the real important thing to look at here is Governor Cuomo, he had to give up his Emmys because of what he did. Yeah. So what about the Pulitzer Prize journalists at the Washington Post and the New York Times? If they, once they're forced to acknowledge this, they have to apologize to Trump, his family, his staff, his administration. I mean, this is huge. And then these Pulitzer Prizes have to be given back because they're all phony. They wrote about something that wasn't real. So, here we go. You know, they weaponized the media and now it boomeranged. And boy, did it boomerang back. I know it's taken years, but, you know, under your laws and your institutions, that's what's involved. Time. It's like Bill Clinton's famous saying, it depends on what the definition of is. Well, he found out he lost his law license and left office ashamed.
Well, yeah, I'd agree with that. Hey, if you're just joining us, don't forget to subscribe to our channel here. We appreciate that very much. Ring the notification bell. You'll always be notified if and when there's another podcast. We'll be doing another one on Thursday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Like us, leave a comment. YouTube puts weight on that, so give us a like down there if you're watching us on YouTube. And we're brought to you by StreamYard. That's how we create these broadcasts. And if I can do it, you can do it. They have a free service. There's a link in the description below and on YouTube. And if you'd like to support the show monetarily, well, Patreon. There are lots of benefits to doing that if you're a business owner or if you're just a interested party. Shane and I will be happy to help you out any way we can. And we're wondering where this is going because I remember Mueller got a lot of press over the grand jury. They wanted to release who was in the grand jury and who the people were and all that. And grand juries have always been secret. The testimony is secret, the people who are in there are secret. All of that. And I heard a little bit of rumbling about that again, that if Durham goes into the grand juries, they want to know who, what, where, when, why, and how. And hopefully the grand jury secrecy will remain intact.
Well, it is. The grand jury is sacrosanct. You're blessed with being the only country that has them. France has something similar under a magistrate who has all kinds of power to arrest and imprison people with his investigations. But in this case, there's two things that are so important. First of all, no leaks. There's been no leaks from Durham or anyone around him involved in this. And number two, he's linking people now by association, and they're coming now and testifying, and in discovery and before the grand jury, and actually providing information. Bill Priestap, he was a assistant director under Comey of the FBI's counterintelligence division. Well, these are the guys that got all those subpoenas and the wiretapping approved while Trump was president. And so he's turned. He's now testified, and Strzok is in trouble. The guys that were, the three monkeys. We always talked about. The Clapper and so forth from the CIA.
Brennan and
even the guy from the FBI. I mean, now these guys are all going to find themselves in serious trouble. Because I don't even think Durham's so busy getting support testimony, he's going to go after those guys for lying before Congress and lying probably to the FBI or even to their own agencies. So this is by no ways even close to over. It's only going to get better, which is good for us.
Well, that it will. There's no question. He's on a roll now, I think. So I don't know. It may be another 4 years before we get the full weight of this thing. The Mueller testimony just fell through totally. Mueller was completely out of touch when he was talking about it. He didn't know anything that was going on with the report and how anything was gotten or where it came from, or everything was out of his purview, as he said about 50 times in the testimony he gave before Congress. So, but Durham seems to be pretty heavily after this. The other thing we need to point out is that even though we've got a Democrat controlled Senate and House and presidency, the head guy of the FBI, Ray, isn't it? Ray?
Yes.
The head guy.
Worthless Ray, yeah.
Yeah, well, he is a Republican at least. And so is McCabe. So those guys are at least rhinos at worst, I guess. So but they are allowed to continue. This is going on, and Durham, I think, is not going to be somebody that can be brought in on the carpet and told to stand down. I think he's pretty well set in his ways to keep this thing going.
Yeah, we live in the 21st century with all this incredible technology, and it's when you read some of this information, it's like the numbers are so incredible. I mean, what they did, the Hillary campaign hired lawyers and second people, third people. They tried to get into the servers, as we said. They got into the server at the Trump Tower, and then they tried to hook up. Are you ready? 3 million lookups of contacts to Russian and a bank there to try and set Trump up as being involved or having access or communicating with Russian banks and Russia itself. So this, I mean, fewer than 1,000 of these email lookups originated with IP addresses affiliated with the Trump Tower, but it's still 1,000 of these 3 million lookups. So that's how hard they were trying to hack. I mean, that's what they were. This is this is a major, conspiracy. I don't know what other word can you use, Thomas?
Yeah, I don't know either. A lot of people are comparing it to Watergate. Those of you who may not remember Watergate, Republicans broke into the Watergate offices in Watergate towers and tried to steal information based on, to help Nixon win the election. And this is the break-in, only it's electronic break-in, not a physical break-in.
An electronic Watergate. Yeah.
Yeah. It's an electronic
Pelosi named it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's an electronic.
But crickets. I mean, the bottom line here, I mean, CNN's the only major media outlet other than Fox, a minute and a half on Sunday. And that's it. I mean, nobody wants to touch this. They're so involved, so guilty. And they know how many of the stories that they wrote and created that were untrue. So, this isn't going to go well for your media again.
Yeah. Well, Craig thinks we all we know Putin owned Trump. This report is nothing new. Well, his new, certainly new. It says no, Trump wasn't in Putin's pocket.
Craig, let's wake up to 2020, okay, and 21 and 22. The person that Putin owns is Biden, okay, through his son. The person that Xi owns is Biden through his son. The Ukrainian government owns Biden through his son. So it's all there. This isn't maybes. This isn't, it's not an accusation. It's not a conspiracy. It's fact. And you and everyone in your media turn a blind eye to all of it. So, you elect the government you want, and this is what you got: a corrupt president, members of your Congress in the Senate and the House, all corrupt and going along with it because, if they're not going to do anything about it, they're guilty too.
Yeah. Well, Craig thinks, look at the Russian ties to the Trump regime. Michael Flynn, who, of course, was exonerated recently from any, but his career was still ruined by the media.
And he was bankrupt, sold his house.
Keep himself out of jail. So anyway, this is something whether you want to play I told you so or not, whether you believe Trump was in bed with the Russians or not, this is some pretty damning evidence that another political party spied illegally on another party, and they found no evidence of any collusion or quid pro quo or anything else. So that's where we find ourselves.
Yeah. And, Craig, it's great that you're watching and I appreciate your comments, but you should try and, make comments that are factual and not just accusations. Trump didn't have any of his kids in his office. They were busy running the Trump business, number one. Number two, his daughter, because of the media and what they did in attacking her, ended up having to shut down her business. That was, it was a small business, but it was successful.
Yeah.
With regard to Flynn, as Tom has already said, he was cleared. What the reality is here is that you need to hold on to this, Craig, because what you're finding out is the truth. And for all the want of the media to attack Trump, he told all you this. He told you in 2016, before and after he took the office of president, that they were spying on him, and you all laughed at him and ridiculed him and made a joke. Well, now it's not a joke. It's true. It's real, and it happened. I just wish if he wanted to talk about something, he'd talk about this and not January 6th, because, move on even from this. There's more to come. All it does is strengthen you unless you use it, and it'll then weaken you. So, let the story unfold on its own. And there's a lot of people that endorse Trump in the media, what does report it. And they'll get the story out, and Americans will see it. And that's why, all these other media outlets have nobody watching them. They don't trust them. And that's why Fox is overwhelming in its content and audience view. So, it's a done deal.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're finding out. So obviously more shoes are going to hit the floor in coming days. So we'll just have to play this out and see what's going on. So I want to remind you that we're on radio every Saturday 8 to 11 a.m. Mountain Time. Listen live at KMMSAM.com and just click on Click Now. No email needed, no information required. You don't have to join anything or sign up for anything. All you have to do is listen and be educated, as we so often say. So we're happy about that. So, and don't forget to subscribe and ring the notification bell and do all of those things. So any last thoughts on this, Shane, before we leave?
Well, I guess the great thing is the system works. That's my last thought. It takes time. It always does. You try and control the 24 hours news cycle by lying and thinking it'll go away. And, once something is followed by somebody or pursued by somebody else, it tends to come out as a real shocker because the truth is revealed. And that's a good thing. The thing about this is that the truth is being revealed. And that's good. Everyone should be happy about that.
Yeah. Brandy wonders, do you think this is the same or worse than Watergate? Could it lead to impeachment? I don't know if it's worse than Watergate, but it is a break-in of sorts, much like, and a lot of people.
Oh, it's far worse. No, those guys, Nixon was so far ahead in that election.
That's true.
He took 49 states. The only state he didn't take was Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was a dumb thing to do. And it was even worse for him to cover it up. He should have fired everyone and said, I made a mistake. I can't believe they did this. And history would have been totally different. But he didn't. So, Nixon's a perfect example of how hard-knocked the demolition party is about this. I mean, the more that the Democrats are in denial, the more they make no effort to throw Hillary under the bus and everyone around her, the worse it is for them. Someone in the Democrat, whoever in the Democratic Party stands up and says, she was guilty. This is treasonous. This is terrible. That guy could be a standard bearer in 24, but none of them will because, they're all, they're all indentured servants by money, particularly to the Clintons.
Well, I would say so. And I don't know if this would lead to impeachment or not. The reason I say that is that there's been a lot of suggestion that Biden's kid and Biden president knew what was going on. And I think they probably did. But, finding a definitive link between those two, I'm not sure if that's going to happen or not. And, Catherine says, do you think these people will finally be held accountable? Well, I don't know. A lot of people weren't found accountable throughout the last 10 years. So, with Comey, you can go back as far as that. I don't know if they'll be found accountable or not. I hope so. If they've done something, illegal, and it sure sounds like they have, I wish they would get their comeuppance.
Well, that's why Barr picked Durham. Durham is a junkyard dog. He put a Republican governor in jail. He's put several FBI agents in jail. So, this is a man that's going to get this job done, and that's a good thing. I mean, to find someone that's clean, pure, and believes in the system, wow, how rare is that? So everybody should be enjoying this because given the right people, your system works.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that's it. So, all right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us for today. And we thank everybody. Thanks for the comments. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching all of that. And we will see you on Thursday. Thursday, Shane, we've got to talk about the truckers and Trudeau's martial law, pretty much. Almost declared Canada. Wow. So
that's right.
Come back Thursday at 10 o'clock Mountain Time. We'll be talking about that in great detail. So until then, we will see you then. Bye for now.